A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and he went, according to his custom, into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. And he unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant, and he sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue looked upon him intently. And he said to them, "Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him, and they were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They also asked, "Is this not the son of Joseph?" And he said to them, "Surely you will quote me the proverb, 'Physician, cure yourself,' and say, 'Do here in your native place the things we heard you did in Capernaum.'" And he said to them, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the time of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow of Zarephath in the land of Sidon. And again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were filled with fury. They rose up and drove him out of town and led him to the brow of the hill on which the town had been built to hurl him down headlong. But he passed through their midst and he went away. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
For the next couple of weeks, we will be reading from the Gospel of Luke. We moved over now from Matthew. We've been in Matthew for a while. Now we're going to read text from Luke's Gospel. Now, Luke's Gospel has many features that need attention and make Luke very attractive. Luke, by the way, has more about the Blessed Mother than any of the other Gospels. Only Luke tells us about the Annunciation and the Visitation and various other references to Mary. So Luke is, in many ways, the Gospel of Mary. It's also a Gentile Gospel. Luke probably was a Gentile. He's writing for Gentiles. That's very clear if you read the text of his gospel. Luke also is the gospel of kindness and forgiveness and compassion. Simplicity. In Luke, the shepherds, not the wise men, but the shepherds come to visit Jesus at his birth in Luke's gospel. Also, interestingly, in Luke's gospel, he traces the genealogy of Jesus back to Adam, not to Abraham, to Adam, the Gentile gospel. He also, in speaking of compassion, he's the only one that has the prodigal son, the good Samaritan, and only Luke tells us that Jesus forgives the thief who was crucified with him. And only Luke, in chapter 24, at the very end, speaks about the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, that very touching and gentle, patient Christ meeting these two disciples who were disillusioned. So it's a very kind spirit portrayed of Jesus in the Gospel of Luke. What we have today in our text is Jesus beginning his public life in the Gospel of Luke, and he begins in his hometown in Nazareth. Now, at the time of Jesus, Nazareth was a very small hamlet, kind of a village, perhaps 200 people at the most, maybe. Today, there's a synagogue, actually, in Nazareth. Nazareth is a booming town in Galilee today, and it's largely Christian. There's a significant Muslim population there, but it's largely a Christian town. And they have a synagogue there that they'll show you if you're adventurous enough to follow. It's not the synagogue of the time of Jesus, but it gives you a little idea of what it was like. Synagogue would have been quite small. But Jesus reads from the prophet Isaiah. They reject Jesus at Nazareth, and after this, Jesus leaves Nazareth and he moves to Capernaum, and Capernaum becomes his new hometown. Now, looking at this text, which is kind of a statement about his mission here, he reads from the prophet Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has sent me to bring good news to the poor, to set prisoners free, sight to the blind, to declare a year of favor from the Lord." It's very clear that the mission of Jesus is to those who were poor and struggling. The voices he listened to and to which he responded were the voices of the people who were oppressed and poor and struggling and so forth. Now that's interesting. Read right through Luke and you'll find that over and over again. And what he's teaching us is that his disciples, his followers, our mission is to listen especially to the voices of those who are voiceless. The quiet, simple people who are lost in the bluster and the public conversation. Where there are many voices speaking today, but following Luke's gospel and the teaching of Jesus here, it will be important for us to listen to the voices of the simple, poor people, people who are lost in the important events of the crowd. Think of the people who don't have a voice. We have to listen to them. That's the whole mission of Jesus here. And by the way, it's very clear here that the reason the people of Nazareth turned against Jesus is because he was inclusive of the Gentiles. He says, in the time of Elijah, it wasn't just to the people of Israel that he was sent, or in the time of Elisha, the prophet. It was Naaman the Syrian that he healed. So it was bigger than the chosen people. And they were thinking that they were so privileged and so chosen that the mission of Jesus, the Messianic Jesus, should not be to outsiders. It's a good thing to keep in mind. The inclusiveness of Jesus is very strong in the Gospel of Luke. The openness, the understanding, the patience, the forgiveness of Jesus. It's a good thing to keep in mind when we begin to define ourselves as church, to say the notion of being open, understanding, forgiving, accepting of people who believe they are left out. They're not chosen. They're not blessed, and we are here in the name of Jesus to say, you are chosen, and you are blessed, and you do belong. Let us pause now for a moment of prayer.